Every week I say it's a big game, and but with a single round competition, I mean every game is a big game. We've reached that stage now. Hopefully we see some separation this week. It can still be a condensed lock after this round if results go a certain way. But we've reached that stage now where we can almost eliminate teams from catching us. For example, if Sharks, I think, are 6 points behind us, if we can beat them, get 5 points, then we almost eliminate them from catching us. Where we if we lose, then they're almost like a point or two behind us again, So I mean we've looked at that. But yeah, we don't want to look too far ahead. We got a chance to continue our winning run, as you said, at home. We want to finish this stretch of home games on a high and hopefully stay on top of the log before we go into our two away games, So and hopefully it's not our last home game. The supporters in Kimberley has been brilliant this year. They've really come out and supported us throughout the season, the SA Cup as well. And hopefully, our goal is that it's not our last home game. We want to make it special for them tomorrow, but then hopefully give them at least another home game in a few weeks' time. Yes, Morgan. Tian is an important player. Last week we took a big risk with having Blokkies Corne Lavanga on the bench, because he's actually lucid. He's not a hooker, so to have Tian back this week is big for us. We just felt that we want to continue with that combination of Jana starting as he did really well, and he's got that momentum. And as Tian is coming back from an injury, we don't want to throw him in straight away. But he's 100% heal. He can go. So we believe that him and with Eddie Davids and Shezi off the bench can hopefully bring some good attitude and energy when they come onto the field. And then yeah, it also looks like Janko Ace is really doing well with his injuries, so hopefully he can be back next week. So it's good, going to the business end of the season now to get your injured players back. A week or two ago we had like 10, 11 players out. Slowly but surely we're getting players back. Marco is back this week as well. So yeah, hopefully we can. Yeah, it's just an important game for us. It's good to have that depth that we've built, getting the players back. And again, there's good players, a guy like Flam Oosthuizen, and he's played really well the last few weeks, but he misses out this week because Karel van der Merwe is just. I mean, he had that hiccup in that Stormers game in round one where he obviously did something stupid that cost us a penalty there in the Stormers game. But since then, he's really responded. He's played really well and he deserves his place in the team, So, yeah, just looking forward to this match and see what the guys can do at home. Yes, definitely. We had big plans for Liam during that Toyota Challenge. He really started to playing well in that Toyota Challenge and then obviously got that suspension, which put the plans we had for him a bit on the back foot. And then he missed the first three games. And then it was, listen, George is playing well and we've got a settled combination there. And now he hasn't played for a while. So it was always when is the right time to bring him in? George, at his age, we've got to try and manage his minutes as well. So, I mean, George can't play, can't expect George to be at his best for 80 minutes every match. So hopefully we can give Liam some game time this week as well. As we say, as I said before, he's done really well and the plans we had for him was a bit on the back foot because of the suspension. But it's always difficult, the makeup of the bench. Now a guy like Conor Mahoney misses out. It's good players that misses out, but we've got to look at that balance and see whose minutes we need to manage. Because if something happens to George now in the next game or two and we are in a semi-final and we need to pick a new fly-off, then that fly-off needs game time. We can't throw a guy into a big match who hasn't played for months. So I think it's also important to make sure we get that balance right. Not that we are in a semi-final yet, but we've got to look at this game, but we've got to do some planning ahead as well.